Good morning, everyone. Lexi, Kim Seokjin's princess here again. Fierce Aphrodite did a really fun questionnaire the other day, and I thought it would be fun to do. 50 questions you've never been asked. Here we go. Number one, what's your favorite candle scent? I actually sort of hate most candles. I have a really sensitive nose, and so if a scent is just too strong and too artificial, most likely it's just going to bother me and sort of give me a headache. It's funny, my dad vapes, so you can understand that he just bothers me like all the time. Two, what female celebrity do you wish was your sister? I'd probably say Taylor Swift, because mutual love of cats right there. Also, it just seems like it would be fun to have impromptu dance parties with her. Three, what male celebrity do you wish was your brother? Robert Downey Jr. Definitely. Always. Or Dave Grohl. I love Dave Grohl so much. Iron Man and like my rock idol. That would be amazing. I seriously love Dave Grohl so much. I'm gonna like not fangirl right now, but Dave Grohl. Four, how old do you think you'll be when you get married? Well, a part of me always says that I'm never going to get married. I'm just going to be forever alone with cats and cake. That's just sort of my motto in my group chat with my friends. Cats and cake, that's going to be my future. I'd like to be married, like, mid-20s, so that'd be nice. Five, do you know a hoarder? Yes, I do. My aunt that lives with my grandparents, she's like a low-key hoarder. Like, she keeps it contained to the garage, but oh my god, the garage. It's filled with, like, all of her old collectible things from, like, the 80s. Just, like, collectible glasses, toys from McDonald's, like, the works. Can you do a split? No, I cannot. I am not a flexible human being. And I'm not even going to attempt to try in to see if I can, because I just know that I can't and that I would end up hurting myself. As happens most times, I'm not gonna lie. How old were you when you first learned how to ride a bike? Funny thing, I've never learned how to ride a bike. Ever. When I was younger, my stepdad would try to teach me every once in a while, but it usually just ended up with me playing on the swings in the park that we would go to. And now, when anyone tries to teach me now, I'll get on the bike and I'll be like, this is a bad idea, this is a bad idea, this is a bad idea, this is the worst idea that has ever occurred, ever. Yeah, I'm sort of bad on vehicles. I don't like them. How many oceans have you swam in? Two? Yeah, two. I've swum in the swimmed. I've swam in the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific Ocean. Yeah. Nine, how many countries have you been to? Let's see. Does the U.S. count as one? I'm going to count the U.S. as one. I've been to Mexico. I've been to Canada. I've been to France, England, Italy, Japan. Huh. I feel like I'm missing one. Nope, no, that's it. Although I have momentarily stopped in Germany. Does that count? No, I'm not gonna count it. So seven countries. Oh wait. 8, I guess, because I've also been to the Vatican, which is its own little municipality. So I think that counts as a different country. So 8, yeah. 10, is anyone in your family in the army? Nope, I don't think so. One of my uncles was in the army. He was in the Navy for a while, but he's not anymore. 11, what would you name your daughter if you had one? Oh, I've had this name decided since I was 12 years old. If I have a girl, I'm going to name her Melody. And if, God bless, I have twin girls, I'm going to name them Melody and Harmony. And no one can stop me. So don't even try in the comments, because you know what? They're going to be named Melody and Harmony, and we're going to be so happy. And we're going to have matching mommy and daughter aprons, and we're going to make cupcakes together. It's going to be great. I'm so excited to one day have a daughter, guys. You don't even know. 12. What would you name your son if you had one? See, I've never actually really thought about boy names, because I just really want a daughter. But I've always really liked the name Gabriel. It's a really strong name, and it sounds very nice. It has that historical precedent of, like, the Archangel Gabriel, which when I was little, I liked because I used to be Catholic. Yeah, Archangel Gabriel. That's nice. What's the worst grade you got on a test? Ooh, I've gotten some pretty bad grades on tests. Like, really bad grades. I think one time I got a 30. Yeah, one time. No, it was a 40. One time I got a 40 on a test, and it was terrible. But it was physics honors, so I can't. I'm not even really that angry at myself, because it's fucking physics. I really fucking suck at physics. What you gonna do? What was your favorite TV show as a child? Ooh, I really liked Pokemon, because everyone fucking liked Pokemon. I really liked Teen Titans. I watched a lot of Case Closed and Inuyasha, because for some reason I was allowed to watch Adult Swim as a child. Reading Between the Lines, because I was a really big reading nerd when I was younger, still sort of am, so the show about reading was my favorite. Ooh, and Full House. I really fucking loved Full House. I used to pride myself on having watched every single episode. Why? I'm not entirely sure, but I did and I loved it. And it was my favorite show ever. 15. What did you dress up for Halloween when you were 8? When I was 8, I was probably Mulan. Or Snow White. One of those two, because I dressed up as both of those for like 2 years. And then, so yeah, when I was 8, it was like Mulan or something. I think Mulan, because Mulan has been my favorite ever since I was like 7 years old. Have you read any of the Harry Potter, Hunger Games, or Twilight series? Yes, I've read all of them. And I mean, Harry Potter is always going to be one of my favorite book series of all time. It's just such an immersive universe, and Ron Weasley is my boy, and I'm a Hufflepuff. I am just, like, a really big Potterhead, to put it geekily. And, oh god, I used to be the biggest Twilight fan. I read all the books with my mom, because my mom was the one that got me into Twilight. And we owned all the movies, and I even went to a Twilight convention with my aunts. Oh my god, I think that was like right before Eclipse came out in theaters. I even got an Edward Cullen life-size cardboard cutout for my birthday 1 year, and I was so excited. I don't even know why, because it's so creepy. And The Hunger Games, I read all the books. I haven't watched all the movies, though. I've only watched the first and second movie. I heard they're good, though, so I really should catch up on those. 17. Would you rather have an American accent or a British accent? I have an American accent now. I've been told I have a slight Southern accent, and I like it. The Southern accent comes really in handy, like when you're trying to charm people. And so one day when I work in the service industry and hopefully own my own business, I hope to keep that just in case I need it. And in case I want to charm people into my bakery and take their money. 18. Did your mother go to college? No, she did not. She had me when she was like 18. So she didn't have the opportunity to do so. Also, college is hella expensive. 19. Are your grandparents still married? Yes. Well, on my mom's side, my grandpa's dead. So I think the answer would be like no. But yeah, they're married. Have you ever taken karate lessons? I think so. When I was like 9, I took some sort of martial arts lessons, and I have no idea whether they were karate or taekwondo. But I took some lessons. 21. Do you know who Kermit the Frog is? Yes, I do. He's the little frog that's always drinking the tea. And that is my first association with him because I spend too much time on Tumblr, let's be real. What's the first amusement park you've been to? Oh my god, the first amusement park I ever went to was Six Flags in New Orleans, which is... Oh god, that brings back so many memories. Because the Six Flags in New Orleans, some of you have probably seen it, is abandoned. And has been abandoned since Hurricane Katrina, like 11 years ago. I mean, how long has it been since Hurricane Katrina? That's when I was in fourth grade. So it's been like 10, yeah, it's been like 10 years. Oh my god. Well, anyway, yeah, Six Flags, the New Orleans Six Flags, has been abandoned ever since Hurricane Katrina. And it's really weird yet cool at the same time. Because one thing, Six Flags was really, really close to me. Like, we would go at least twice every summer, which was a lot for us because me and my mom were really poor. But it was nice because the Six Flags was literally 5 minutes from my house. Like, you could see it from my house as how close it was. And, I don't know, like, when Hurricane Katrina came, they put up on the little marquee, closed for the storm, and it still says closed for the storm, like, actually. Like, if you've ever seen pictures of an abandoned amusement park online somewhere, like, on our abandoned porn, or anything like that, it's probably Six Flags, because it's really creepy and cool, and it's amazing. And I have so many cool memories associated with it, because not only did I go there when I was little, but I also went there with my friends in college, because sometimes when we get bored in New Orleans and we don't drink, we go explore abandoned buildings. And we'll drive the 40 minutes to the east to go sneak into the abandoned amusement park, which I will let you all know now is a terrible idea. It was like midnight, and I was terrified. It was scary as shit. I still have a couple of souvenirs from it, though. Just like little things I picked up off the ground. It was really surreal, but really cool. 23. What language, besides your native language, would you like to be fluent in? God, I would love to be fluent in Vietnamese. Because I'm Viet, and my entire family speaks Viet. But I don't speak a single word of it. Because it's just, ugh, it's really hard to pronounce, and I really wish I could speak it, but I can't. It would also probably be cool if I were fluent in Korean, because my favorite bands are K-pop bands, and I would love to be able to understand what they're saying. I'd also like to be fluent in Russian. Russian's just a really pretty language. And I took Russian for a semester, and then I found out that, wow, this is really fucking difficult because the Cyrillic alphabet is a bitch. I'm sorry, guys. I heard a sound, and because I was just talking about the abandoned amusement park, I had the slight premonition that I was going to die. So, here's fingers crossed that I don't, in fact, die. Ugh. Anyway, 24. Do you spell the color as G-R-E-Y or G-R-A-Y? G-R-A-Y. I don't even really know the difference. I think one is what's used in North America, and one is the American spelling, one is the British spelling. I'm not entirely sure, but I just like spelling it G-R-A-Y because I like the letter A more than I like the letter E. 25. Is your father bald? No, neither of them are, but they're both like just hitting. They're both like in their early 40s, so we don't know yet. Time will tell. Even though my stepdad is thinning a little bit, so me and my mom used to make fun of him for that all the time. 26. Do you know triplets? Yes, I know one set of triplets in my 6-year-old's class, which I will clarify again, I do not actually have a 6-year-old. That's just my cousin. I always need to clarify that. 27. Do you prefer the Titanic or the Notebook? I don't really like either, actually. I don't know. Like, I consider myself a romantic, but I also consider myself to be a pragmatic romantic, if that makes sense. It probably doesn't. Like, the Titanic just seems really twee to me. Just like, why did these people fall in love, like, over a span of, like, 3 days? Is that how long they had known each other? I mean, it's basically Romeo and Juliet on a ship. Because, you know, everybody fucking dies. And it's like, and I really hate Romeo and Juliet. But I also don't really like the Notebook because, I don't know, it's just really, really cheesy and not in a good way to me. Like, there are better love stories out there than Titanic and the Notebook, which are really cheesy and just sort of cliche and don't seem to put a lot of thought into what love actually seems to be, if that makes sense. It probably doesn't. I don't know. I'm rambling at this point. 28. Have you ever had Indian food? Yes. And I love it. And like, which is weird, because I'm actually really bad with spicy food, but the unspicy Indian food that I've had, I really like, because Indian cuisine just has a really unique way of mixing different spices, and so that it just tantalizes your taste buds in a way that no one really can replicate. Like, you don't see that in a lot of other ethnicities' food, like the way Indians treat their food. It's actually really interesting and unique, and I love it. Even if I can't eat most of it. Where am I? What's the name of your favorite restaurant? Oh, Cece, you can't ask me that, because food is my life. You can't ask me my favorite. Oh, I'm having an eternal crisis because what's my favorite restaurant? If I had to pick a favorite restaurant, at least the one that comes off the top of my head, is Sugarfish in LA. Because it's my dad's favorite. It's one of my dad's favorite restaurants. And they use really fresh fish, and their presentation and their serving style is just really, really good. And they're great, and it's what me and my dad associate with birthdays. Like, that's where I'll take him for his birthday and Father's Day, like, every year. What else? Oh, I also like Elizabeth's in New Orleans. It's like a little brunch spot, and oh, it's so good. I love it so much. God, I miss real food. Fuck. Okay, I need to stop talking about food because I'm getting myself hungry and I can't eat until I at least finish this. 30. Have you ever been to an Olive Garden? Yes, I have. I've been to an Olive Garden quite a couple of times, and I would probably go more because my 8-year-old just discovered that he likes Olive Garden. And so when we discover some place that he likes, we'll go there a lot because he doesn't like a lot of places to eat. He doesn't eat a lot. Where am I? Oh, 31. Do you belong to any warehouse stores? I do not, personally. The aunt, uncle that I live with do. So I'll go to Costco a lot. Which is great, because I... pardon me. Which is great, because I love Costco, because free samples. 32. What would your parents have named you if you were the opposite gender? So I've asked this question before, and there isn't really an answer, because my mom instinctively knew I was a girl. My mom, she said she felt it. She said she just knew the second she found out she had me. So I've always been a girl in her head. Although she was debating between two names, Alexis and Alice. So. 33. If you have a nickname, what is it? My nickname's Lexi. Although I often get called Princess or Baby Girl. 34. Who's your favorite person in the world? Oh, I can't really decide that. I have too many people that I love so much. Probably my aunt. My aunt is like, she is the mom that I always really, really wanted. And she kept me alive through all of my childhood, basically. Keeps me alive now, really. But also, oh God, I have these two best friends who I love so much, and they're just the cutest, greatest little things. And now I miss them. But I can't talk to them right now because I'm doing this. Ugh. Would you rather live in a rural area or the suburbs? Oh, the suburbs, definitely. Because if I live in a rural area and there's a serial killer, Who am I going to get to save me? Literally, that's the first answer that comes to mind. This is how my mind works, y'all. I'm so sorry. Can you whistle? Nope. Never been able to whistle. I don't know how. It's sort of a sore subject to me because my dad likes to show this off in front of me, like, every time. I don't know how you do it. 38. Do you eat breakfast every morning? no, not really. I mean, I try to, but most of the time, like, if I don't have school, I'll be out of bed when it's time for lunch. Because I sleep a lot. So it's not really that I skip breakfast, it's just that I'm not awake for breakfast time. 39. Do you take any pills or medication daily? I do. I take my antidepressants daily. Or at least, I try to. I forget a lot. 40. What medical conditions do you have? I don't have any physical conditions, or at least not that I know of. But I was diagnosed with depression and anxiety, like, a year ago. Yeah. How many times have you been to the hospital? Let me think. One, two, three, four. Probably four times or something like that. Like a little bit more than four. Because I'm counting when my sister was born, when my brother was born, when my best friend went to the hospital, and when my uncle had a heart attack and went to the hospital. Have you ever seen Finding Nemo? Yes, I have, and I don't ever really want to see it again. It's a good movie, but I've seen it so many times because of my sister. It's just, oh god, Finding Nemo never ends. Just keep swimming, just keep swimming. I can't just keep swimming because then that song will play in my head over and over until I die. Also, the ending makes me cry, like, every time. So, I just can't. Where do you buy your jeans? I don't know. I only own one pair of jeans. So, I think I bought that pair of jeans at Uniqlo, like, 2 years ago. Yeah, they're Uniqlo jeans. Which means they're, like, the best jeans. Because, oh my god, they're so comfortable. And they just fit me perfectly, especially considering I've sort of changed weight in, like, the past 2 years. A couple times. But it's great. Yeah, my one pair of Uniqlo jeans. They're awesome. What's the last compliment you got? The last compliment I got was probably one of my best friends telling me I was adorable. I mean, she tells me that, like, probably 5 times a day. So it was probably that, yeah. 45. Do you usually remember your dreams in the morning? Sort of. I'll remember little bits and pieces, but I won't remember necessarily faces or, like, plot lines to my dreams. Which is okay, I guess, because my dreams are really fucking weird. What flavor tea do you enjoy? Oh, I like sweet tea. I am a big fan of sweet tea, especially peach tea. 47. How many pairs of shoes do you currently own? I have, like, how many pairs? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pairs of shoes, I think. Let's see, I have a pair of tennis shoes, I have a pair of running shoes, I have my boots, I have my silver flats, and I have my work shoes, which are no-slip rubber sole kitchen shoes. So, 5, yeah. 48, what religion will you raise your children to practice? It depends on what religion my future husband is, but preferably I would raise them with none at all. I mean, I'm an atheist, and I don't have anything against religion, but it's just like, that would make their lives really complicated, I feel like, and I'm just not about that. Get what I mean? I don't think you know what I mean. I'm not very good at expressing myself. 49. How old were you when you found out that Santa wasn't real? Okay, I was like 10 years old because I legitimately thought Santa was real. But then some kids at school made fun of me because of that. And then I had to be like, Mom, what? Some kids at school told me Santa isn't real. And they were like, of course Santa isn't fucking real, Lexi. What the fuck? So, yeah, there goes my childhood. And 50. Why do you have a Tumblr? I have a Tumblr because I do not interact well with people. And it is one of my only methods of interaction with anyone, online or IRL. I'm not going to lie. after I moved to California, I sort of dropped off the face of the earth. And one of the only ways that my best friend from home knew that I was alive is because she would check my Tumblr. That's how sad I get. God, this whole audio probably sounded really pathetic. But oh well, that's my life. What you gonna do? Bye-bye, Audio Candy. I will talk to you later. Bye. Mwah.